Revelations chapter 12, verse number 7. The Bible says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They love not their lives unto the death. Now, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. When the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness and into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as of a flood, after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Would you pray with me this morning? Amen. Ask the Lord to help us as we're in His house, and the Lord would speak to us, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to be in among your people today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here. We ask you, Lord, for your anointing this morning. We ask you, Lord, for fresh oil from the throne. I ask you, Lord, to have your way in this service today, Lord, in a special way. Lord, touch our hearts and touch us, Lord, to receive from you. Pray, God, that you speak to us from your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach to us this morning on what I want to call the counterattack of the devil. The counterattack of the devil. And so here in Revelation 12, this is a great mystery. If you study the Bible, or have read very much in Revelation, and I know that Revelation has a lot to say to us, and we need to look into it. Revelation, amen, is got a lot to say to us in this day and hour, because we're in the end of time. But you must be careful when you're looking at Revelation. Amen. The Bible says if you add to or take away from what is written in the book of Revelation, that God would add, amen, to you the plagues that was in that book, and that also he would take away the name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. But here is a woman that is giving birth to a child. This dragon is standing to devour the child as soon as it is born. As soon as the child is born, the child is caught away. Amen. The Bible said caught up. That's where we get our word rapture from. We believe in the rapture of the church. But this child was caught up, amen, into heaven. There's a lot of things that, amen, I can speculate. There's a lot of things that others have speculated. I love Revelation chapter 12. Amen. I think it's an amazing chapter. Amen. I'm not here to try to explain to you or anything what I think, who I think this woman is. Amen, and all of that, and you know, we may have differences of opinions even here this morning. I want to preach to you on the counter attack of the devil. The devil didn't get what he wanted, but did he go and hide in a corner? The Bible says that when he didn't devour the man-child, then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels warred with the devil and his angels. And the Bible said that he prevailed not and he was cast out. And when he was cast out, there was rejoicing in heaven. And they said, salvation and strength has come of our God. But the devil lost that war. Amen. I've seen the devil lose a lot of wars. Have you? But let me ask you something. Did he just go and hide? He counterattacks. When the devil, and I know I've heard people testify, they've said, man, God's a moving, but the devil's fighting. I mean, you'll have things go on, maybe, you know, I mean, all kinds of things, car wrecks and, you know, all kinds of stuff go on. And the Lord will give victory. And man, what is it? It's called the counterattack of the devil. You pray something through, you get a victory in your family, God blesses you. Amen. It is just like Revelation chapter 12, even though this is in a far greater, amen, greater thing than, you know, we would say maybe in our own self. But the devil will counterattack. You get victory and you pray, and he's going to come in another way. He's going to try it over here. He's going to try it over there. And I know, saints of God here this morning, praying people, amen, fasting people, you've seen this all through your life. Amen. And I'd like for the Lord to help us this morning as I preach this. The Bible says that he was cast out and heaven went to rejoicing. They said, woe to the inhabitants of earth and sea, for he hath great wrath, knowing he hath a short time. And the Bible says in verse 13, when the dragon, which was the devil, verse 9 says, that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Amen. Verse 13, when Satan saw that he was cast out, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the child. Amen. He was going to counterattack her. His number one goal was to eat up this child when it was born. But when this child was born, he was caught up into heaven. Amen. His number one goal in the war was to take over the throne room of God. Amen. The devil wanted to sit on the throne of God. Amen. But God is greater than that old serpent. God is greater than the devil and Satan. Hallelujah. The same individual, the same person. God is greater. But his number one goal was to take over the throne. But when he couldn't do that, and he couldn't devour the man child, amen, I want to tell you something. We'll get victories in prayer. We'll pray things through, maybe a child saved or victory in our life, or maybe pray it through at the job or something, and all of a sudden we turn around and there's this whole trouble going on over here in this corner. Y'all with me this morning? Can I get a witness today? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You know where I'm going this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible said when he saw that he was cast out of the earth, you get something prayed through in your life. Maybe you get victory or something. Victory in your home or in your ministry, in your life, or victory in your finances, or children praying or something. You know, so he's going to counterattack. He's going to come in another area. I've been praying about this for some time in my own personal life and in my life. I've been praying that God would help me, brothers and sisters, to know how to defend the counter attack. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that the woman, God gave her two great wings. Y'all still with me this morning? Gave her two great wings as an eagle. God always rescues his people. You know, the Bible said in James chapter 1, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Hallelujah. Amen. She had two great wings. Amen. And she could fly away. Here goes this woman flying away. Did the devil give up? What'd he do? He threw out a flood out of his mouth. Amen. I know that, you know, we think about a flood, maybe a little rise. They said that when that tsunami hit over there, was that 2007 or 6 or something like that? Amen. That over there, I was talking to Saju and Jisha that live about 20 miles from where that came into southern India there, and hundreds of thousands of people was killed in that tsunami. Y'all remember that? In Indonesia and over in those places, and said,
They said when that tsunami hit there, they was totally unexpected, had no idea it was coming. Said a 30 foot, that is taller than this church, y'all. Taller than from the outside, not just the inside, the outside. 30 foot wall of water. Can you imagine just crashing because the earth has shifted and just crashing in? Amen. Going however far, whether it was miles or but just killing thousands and thousands of people. That's what I picture this dragon. Amen. He's going to persecute her. Amen. He's mad because he lost a war in heaven. I want to tell you something. The devil's mad because he's losing the war. Why are you fighting the devil? Amen. Wait a minute. I thought we had victory. Wait a minute. I thought we had prayed this through. He cast out a flood. Amen. The flood came at him, at her. But the Bible said the earth opened up. Praise God. God's still on the throne. Hallelujah. And if the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Brother and sister, the earth opened up his mouth. Amen. Sucked that water right down in it. Amen. Did he give up there? No. The last verse in this chapter said the dragon was wroth and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. And keep the commandments of God, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Are you trying to live right? He's made war with you. You trying to walk with God? He's made war with you. He's got his crosshairs on you. Say, wait a minute, I'm not a preacher. You know, wait a minute, I just try to mind my own business. I've been there before, even though I am a preacher. I tried my best to stay away. Man, I don't want nothing to do with that situation. I said, leave me out of it. It don't matter. The devil's going to make war with us because we're children of God. Because we could keep the commandments of God. Amen. He will counterattack and counterattack. You see it over and over in Revelation chapter 12. He has an agenda. Amen. I'm going to say it one more time and move on. Amen. With a couple things that I'd like to preach about this morning. If the Lord will help me. Amen. And y'all will pray for me this morning. Maybe somebody's here today and you've been praying. Maybe a young Christian. Amen. And you see the war over here, and you pray and get it calmed down, then all of a sudden it starts over here, and you get it, you know, this fire put out, and then all of a sudden it's back here. Amen. What is it? It's the counterattack of the devil. Amen. He's mad because you decided to serve God. He's mad because you're praying for your children. He's angry because you're living for God. He's angry because you have chose to believe in divine healing, believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's not going to leave you alone because you've decided to have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Does anybody have the testimony of Jesus Christ this morning? Say, I'm saved and I know that I am. Amen. He's going to attack. Amen. Here we go. Amen. The devil's going to kill this little child, but God doesn't let him because God has control of everything. Somebody say everything. God has control of everything. Amen. Then there's war in heaven. And we can debate on the timeline of these events. And I know it may have happened at different times. Amen. But rather, very next verse. Amen. After this has happened, after she fled into the wilderness, there's a war. Amen. God kicks the devil out of heaven. All of his angels with him. They come down to the earth. They begin to persecute the woman. Amen. He doesn't never give up. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, you get a victory in one area, the devil's going to attack you in another area. You get it prayed through in one area, the devil's going to counterattack it somewhere else. Amen. But there's hope in this chapter. Amen. God always wins the battle. I said, God always wins the battle. Somebody wrote a song or said something, said, I read the back of the book and we win. We just got to hang on. God is still the healer. No matter who gets sick, God is still the deliverer. No matter who backslides, God is still the healer. No matter who gets cancer, amen, God is greater than the devil, even when he counterattacks. So I'll preach about a couple things. Very familiar scripture in Peter. Said, be sober. Y'all quote it with me. Be sober.
Be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil,
walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's exactly who Revelation 12 is talking about. It's very plain. It didn't leave no stone unturned in who it was talking about. It called him the dragon. But he said, that old serpent, hallelujah, that old serpent, the devil and Satan. Oh God. I remember our neighbors, they wasn't serving God, they was wild people, ended up, you know, just, them boys ended up in prison and everything. But they had a black child named Satan. And we had some chickens. Now, I don't know who would name their dog that. Do you? We had some chickens. And I can still hear my brother coming in saying, Satan's got the chickens and killing them. Screaming, Satan's in the chicken pen, killing chickens. Woo! I know that was just an old black chow that was mean and hated us, probably because all us boys tormented him. And he probably loved chicken like, he may have been called to preach or something. He liked chicken. Hallelujah. Amen, but I'm telling you, the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. Be sober. You know what be sober means? Dictionary, Webster's dictionary means so sober means just temperate, calm. Amen. Steady. Absolute. Be sober. Just like, amen, intoxication and liquor. Amen. Sober. Being your right mind. Hallelujah. Why does the Bible say that? Because sometimes when the devil comes in, amen, he wants you to go crazy. Amen. He wants you to act like you're drunk or something and out of your mind and go off. Amen. The devil will come and, amen, something will go so haywire in your family or in your children. And before you'll know it, you're acting like a drunk man. Or a drunk woman. Come on, y'all, look at me. Amen. Out of your mind, saying things you wish you'd have never said. Amen. The Bible said, be sober. Amen. Be sober minded. Amen. When the devil comes in, you better keep that right mind and realize this is the devil. I know he's counterattacking. He's mad because we prayed something through. Come on, y'all, feel this morning. Amen. Has anybody been praying? I feel like there's saints of God in here. You've been praying, you've got victory. And all of a sudden, you got this rat from back here. Where did that come from? Amen. I'll tell you, it's the counterattack of the devil. Amen. But the devil always loses. Amen. And God always wins. We've got to be sober. We've got to be steady. Amen. We've got to, amen, have our mind right. Amen. In fighting the devil. Amen. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant. To be vigilant means to be alert and very attentive to danger. Amen. And the causes of danger. This is just Webster's dictionary. Cautious. Amen. I'm telling you, young people, you got to be cautious. You got to be cautious who you hang around. You got to be cautious who you go with. You got to be cautious who you run with. Amen. Because the devil is always out there trying his best to devour, trying his best to kill. Amen. We walking through this life. Amen. There's so many pitfalls. There's so many traps. And if we for one moment are not vigilant, amen, the counter attack of the devil will take us out. Counterattack. Paul was on a ship going to Rome. The devil said, I'm going to get him. Come on now. The devil's got power. Hello? You read the book of Revelation, you're going to call fire down from heaven. God will give. Amen. The devil has, in some cases, power over nature. Not ultimately, because Jesus stood up and said, peace be still. But he was heading to that legion, the man that had the legion in him. And while they was going, there was a storm that just about wrecked their boat. And Jesus was asleep in the ship. Come on now, there's a lot of great principles in that. Amen. But Jesus stood and said, peace be still. Hallelujah. Be sober. Hallelujah. Paul the apostle, amen, was on that ship and that wreck. Amen. Euryclodon arose. Paul said, I told y'all, amen, that this is going to be a wrong journey to take. I told y'all, and you should have listened to me. Amen. But when that south wind blew softly, they took off. Amen. And they went, and Paul, amen, was such a comfort to them, and that centurion, which was the leader of the Roman guard, and he was responsible for all of the prisoners. When that ship was fixing to wreck, and they knew it was going to wreck, amen, some of those soldiers said, we better kill these prisoners. Amen. We better cut the throat. Amen. You know why? Because if they escaped, they would die. Amen. If they had a man on there, you read in Acts, amen, where Peter, where the angel came out, and Peter was in that prison. Amen. And Peter went out, and the angel let him go. Herod said, bring me. Peter went down there and said, he ain't there. All the guards said, oh, I thought he was right here. He ain't here. You know what they did? They killed those Roman soldiers because they had let their prisoner go. Amen. I feel sorry when God takes up for his people. Amen. Because, amen, God will always stand for his people. Amen. And Roman soldiers, at least four or more, was killed. Amen. Because Peter was sleeping between them and they let him go. But they didn't have no chance. Amen. Who can wake up when an angel makes you sleep? Who can open your eyes when an angel puts his hand over them? I mean, the gate of the city even opened up. Amen. When Peter walked out that morning, I'm here to tell you, when God starts fighting for you, amen, he'll remove every obstacle. He'll remove every mountain. Amen. He'll change every order. Amen. That's exactly what happened. They said, we better kill these soldiers. But the centurion, because he didn't want to kill Paul, he said, no, let them go. If they can get to land, let them get to land. Amen. When they got to land, they all got up there. They wasn't none of them dead. Amen. You know what was happening? Everybody on that ship was going to get saved. Did you know that? God told Paul, said, I've given you every one of them on the ship. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Everybody on this ship's fixing to get saved. You think the devil liked that? Well, I know he didn't like it. Amen. Paul, the preacher, grabs some sticks. You know where I'm going. And what does the devil do? He sends an old viper. Amen. That demon got in that viper. Amen. And come over there. Amen. And latched on Paul's hand. What was it? It was a counterattack of the devil trying to kill Paul before he saw a greater move of God. Amen. You wonder what's going on in your finances. You wonder what's going on in your family. Amen. I wish I had some help in here today. Amen. I wish somebody could help me today. Amen. It's a counterattack of the devil. But you know what Paul did? He just shook it off in the fire. I want to tell you something. When the devil comes, amen, and tries his best, amen, to bring something back on you, after you've had revival, after you've stepped out in faith, after God has anointed and helped you, after God has blessed your life, amen, don't, amen, worry about it. Just shake it off in the fire. It's nothing but a counterattack of the devil. If Paul would have got all shook up and worried and everything, ain't no telling what would have happened. Now I'm going to just say this right here. And I'm not starting anything. I'm just going to say what I think. I've talked to Sister Bethany about it. She's the only one. But you can go read it and you might come up with whatever you want to think. But when John Mark left Paul and Barnabas, you know, that's a big thing. It's been preached on a lot, Sister Betty. You know, when y'all know what I'm talking about. When John Mark left him and, you know, it hurt Paul, he wouldn't take him back. And Barnabas split up. You know what I'm talking about. John Mark was a young man. And Paul and them go down there. Paul and Barnabas is in their first missionary journey. John Mark was working for them. In Acts, it may be 13 or 14. It's at the beginning there because I know Cornelius is chapter 10. Then it goes back to Paul and Barnabas. Maybe chapter 11, maybe where it's at. Maybe chapter... Anyways, it's right there in Acts. And I can't take too much time. I feel the Lord here today. John Mark left Paul. Now, I can't guarantee this, but I can tell you what the Bible says happened. The Bible says that Paul goes down there and the deputy, which would have been a leader of that area, a high official in that area wanted to get saved. And there was a demon-possessed man there, I forget his name, but it's in the Bible, who withstood the deputy. There was a demonic force trying to keep that deputy from getting saved. And the Bible says that Paul turned to him. That's the one where Paul said, "You child of the devil, you're going to go blind." And the Bible says that he went blind. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And they leave there, and the very next verse, there's a little paragraph, you know. Just a little paragraph, Brother Bobby. John Mark left them. And I wonder if that young man couldn't take that pressure of demon forces. I wonder if it wasn't a counterattack of the devil, because I've seen it. Where God will help a family over here, and you look up over here and somebody is just about to go in divorce or something. You think, my God, what is it? It's a counterattack of the devil. I mean, God's a helping Brother Micah over here. God's a helping him raise his hands, brother. Praise God. God's a helping him. We're all just, praise God. Look at what God's doing. Get away, devil. Get away. Get away. Get away. All of a sudden, somebody over here, Sister Bobby, hey man, he's got cancer. You know what I'm saying. Come on, y'all with me this morning? Have you experienced this in your life? Have you experienced this in your family? I'm telling you, I can't guarantee it, but I know one thing. John Mark left Paul and Barnabas right after that huge attack of the devil on their ministry. And the devil had lost. You think the devil lost when John Mark left? He just happy as he could be. He ended up losing because John Mark went back with Barnabas. John Mark wrote the book of St. Mark. John Mark, hallelujah, came back to Paul in the end. And he said, he's profitable to me, to the ministry. Amen. There's counterattacks of the devil. How do we prepare for it? Be sober. Be vigilant. How do we prepare for when that snake comes out of that fire, brother and sister? Listen, when you go to fighting for God, the devil's going to rise up against you. Amen, Sister Maria. Amen. You go to working for God, the devil's going to rise up against you. Saints of God, know this. Amen. He's counter-attacking just like Revelation 12. Amen. But just shake it off in the fire. Amen. I know y'all are quiet this morning, but shake it off in the fire. Amen. One more I'm going to preach about. Amen. And that was in Acts chapter 16 when Paul was going down there, and the Bible said, amen, that a certain woman worshiped God. Amen. Her and her household was saved. Amen. And they all got saved right there in Philippi. Amen. Worshiping God. And Paul was going down to prayer. Amen. Paul and Barnabas, or Paul and Silas, was going to prayer in Acts 16 and 16. And as they went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain. Amen. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These are the servants of God." This she did many days. I don't know what you want to say many days are, weeks or months or 3 days, but for several days, Sister Doris, amen, Paul didn't do nothing. He just put up with it. Amen. But after a while, he got tired of it. I'm telling you, sometimes you get tired of the devil. Amen. He turned around and rebuked the spirit and said, "In the name of Jesus, come out of her." The devil came out of her. Amen. And her masters lost their power. They drew the whole city together. What was it? It was a counterattack of the devil. Remember, what do you do when you have a counterattack of the devil? Paul and Silas was in prison. They beat them. The Bible said they laid many stripes upon them, cast them into the inner prison. Amen. And held fast their feet in the stocks. But what do you do when there's a counterattack of the devil? You be sober. You be vigilant. You shake it off in the fire. Amen. And also the Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. When there's a counterattack of the devil, don't let it ever stop you from praying. Don't let it ever stop you from praising. Amen. I know I've been there. So down, so hurt, so confused.
confused. What's going on here? You might as well not worship. You might as well not lift your hands. You might as well not say amen. Amen. You might as well just sit there. You might as well just go back home. Amen. You might as well quit fighting. But Paul and Silas knew that it was a counterattack of the devil. Amen. I'm here to tell you, if the flood comes, God will let the earth open up and let the water go down. Amen. God will give you wings to fly away from the enemy. Amen. God will catch us up into the heavenly world. Amen. But regardless of what attacks of the enemy, God always wins. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. I said, God's going to win this battle. God's going to win this fight. We must just stay in the fight, for God will win.
Hallelujah. I'm out of time this morning. I got about 50 seconds. Scared you there. About 50 seconds till 12. I read about two businessmen. Does work ever bother you? Don't raise your hand. Two businessmen got on the train. I think it was like a subway type thing or metro thing, you know. This little train to ride around town. I think it was Chicago or something. They got on there and they was Christian men, friends. They got on and was riding home. They got to talking about their jobs, frustrations. They was getting ready to get off, and the one said, "Well, I'm so glad I'm going home because I can just, you know, leave it, you know, and be home at least, you know, and go to sleep and all that." Another man said, "Oh man," said, "How do you do that?" Said, "When stuff like this is going on, I don't sleep." Said, "Yeah, I can't sleep." Said, "That's one of the problems I'm so worried about." Said, "I won't be able to sleep tonight with all this stuff going on." He said, "Oh man," he said, "leave it at the job." He said, "Don't take it home with you." He said, "How in the world do you do that?" He said, "Well, here's what I do." He said, "When I get home," he said, "I take a shower and clean up." And he said, "Right before I turn the light off," he said, "I kneel down and say, okay, God, it's time for the night shift. You can take over." Hallelujah. He said, "I always let God control the night shift." Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil will take sleep from you where you don't sleep and you worry and you fret. Amen. All of these things going on, all these things are against us. Amen. And I know the devil counterattacks. Amen. We was on our way back from youth camp. Felt like God had helped us. Felt like God had touched us and blessed lives. Amen. Coming down the interstate, having an accident in the van. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Tolling out the church van. Oh, God, help us. Tolling out my van. Oh, God, help us. What am I going to do? I just bought it 3 months ago. Amen. How are we going to take this? Amen. Riding all the way home in a hot van, hot bus. Amen. What are we going to do? Oh, God, help us. It's a counterattack of the devil. Amen. He's trying his best to beat us back down. Amen. Other things going on in your life. My family members, friends. Amen. Man, I just beat the pulpit and think my glasses flew somewhere and I ain't got mine on, so now I don't know where they went. Does anybody see them? I want to move. I'll step on them. Thank you. Look at that. You thought I was kidding, but I was telling the truth. I'd have took one step back and that'd have been another counterattack of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God, but thank God, amen, he can counterattack all he wants to. Revelation chapter 12 is not the end of the chapters. Amen, you can fight this woman in her seat all you want to, but there's going to come a chapter, amen, that said, "I saw a number which no man could number." Amen, I saw New Jerusalem. I saw people from every nation and kindred and people. Amen, Revelation chapter 12 is not the end. And the devil can attack you. And he can attack you this way and attack your finances. Amen. One guy said, "It seems like I take two steps, three steps forward and five steps backwards. Seems like I get victory in one area and then I lose victory in five other areas." I'm going to tell you something. I know one thing I get out of Revelation chapter 12. The devil ain't gonna ever go unemployed or on strike. They might strike at UPS. They might strike at the shipyard or the coal mines. They might strike at Walmart. Who knows? But the devil and his demons are never going to go on strike. They're always going to fight. Hallelujah. They may get wounded, but they're going to come back. But I'm here to tell you, church, go ahead and rejoice for that victory you got in your finances. Don't be afraid to praise God for that call that you've got that said, amen, mama, I'm praying. I want to get right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be afraid the devil wants to back us down the corner. I know I've been there. I'm preaching too long. Hallelujah. I'm already over my time limit, but I've been there where I was too afraid to testify about stuff because I was afraid of what the devil was going to do next. He got up and whispered in my ear, you tell about that? If you tell about that, you're no telling what will happen next. I'm telling you, the devil's a liar. You ever experienced that before? It's counterattacks of the devil. We can defend off counterattacks. Stand together with me this morning.